Okay, we are at the bottom of Daf Kuf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we are going to be speaking now about Kiddush B'Makom Suda and about the halachas of Shinui Makom. Says the Gemara, Oysam B'nei Adam Shekidshu B'Beis HaKnesses. We know that Bizman Chazal was common, and some people maintain this minhag nowadays, and we'll see what the Rishonim and the Poskim have to say about this. But it was common to make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, Friday night. So it says the Gemara, Oysam B'nei Adam Shekidshu B'Beis HaKnesses. They say Kiddush in Shul, and then they go home and they have their meal. Oysam B'nei Adam Shekidshu B'Beis HaKnesses. Amarav Yidei Yayin Lo Yotsu. Yidei Kiddush Yotsu. So there are two things which they need to consider when they go home to have their meal. Number one, do they need to say a new Beiru Priyagafen on the wine which they're going to drink at home? And number two, have they been Yotze
Kiddush? Without wine.
No, they said Kiddush in Shul with wine, and now they're going to go home and they're going to have their Suda. So do they need to say Kiddush again, or do they need to say Hagafen again?
Yeah,
that's the question. That is the question. Now, have they been Yotze the bracha of Yain, and have they been Yotze Kiddush? Rav says, Yidei Yain Leyotzu, they have to say a new Beir Hagafen. However, Yidei Kiddush Yotsu. V'Shmuel Amar Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yotsu. They haven't even been Yotze Kiddush. They haven't been Yotze Yain, and they haven't been Yotze Kiddush. So, if we look at Rashi, the last Rashi on Kuf Amud Beis, Rashi says, Yidei Yain Lo Yotsu Shem Yesh Lehem Yain Lishteis Beveisam Hayavim Levarach Beiru Pe'agafen She'enam Peter Mebirkas HaKleis Al Shteis Yain Malei Bracha Ma'achesh Akru Min Kaiman. Because there was an Akiras Machem, they went from place to place. They have not been Yotza. We will look at the Rashbam also over here. The Rashbam says in Zira Maschel Yidei Kiddush Yotza, the bottom of the page, this is Rav. Avapi Shaloi Shosu, Tekaimel and the Hanakadesh Tzorech Shiyitim. Im leitam el echad mehem yotzu kul ani dechivasin kedemuchach be'erevin. So Rashi's Rav is everyone's been yotze kiddush, even if they did not drink, they've been yotze kiddush. Says the Rashbam, omi ulechatchilat zarach shiitamu kulan. Preferably everyone should be tame from the kais. Lamais, if you are not, you are yotze kiddush. Why are you not yotze yayin? Says the Rashbam. Says, we'll just read the first few lines. Im yesh lam yain bebeisim lishtis chayov nevarach b'bagavim shein apetur b'berkas akris al shtias yain shishos b'ez ha-knesses. Like Rashi said, ma'ach she'okru mim kaiman dahavali hesech hadas. It is a hesech hadas, meaning they've gone from the shul now to their home. That's considered to be an intrinsic hesech hadas. It seems to be that you cannot have in mind when you say Kiddush and when you say the Beir Pe'agafen in Shul that you're going to continue to drink at home. It is necessarily considered to be a Hesech Hadas.
If they drink enough in Shul, at the time when they make Kiddush, or the person making Kiddush drank enough, is that good enough?
For what? What's your question? Is it good enough for...
Kiddush in Shul with wine.
Right.
And drank a whole cup of wine in Shul.
Right.
What's the difference? What happens later?
One second. Are you asking, therefore, should they be Yotze Kiddush or should they be Yotze... The question is, if they drank a large amount in Shul, so then does that make a difference? So again, we're discussing two things over here. The point which we're discussing, Legabi Kiddush, have you been Yotze Kiddush, is can one be Yotze Kiddush if they're not having their Su'uda immediately afterwards? Meaning this din of Ein Kiddush Alabamakim Suda, or no, you know, I have to say Kiddush because it says Zachas Yem Shabbos Lakatshoy. Okay, I made Kiddush, and I've been Yotze Kiddush, finished. The fact that I didn't have my Suda, who says I have to have a Suda? So that's one din. Rav says, Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, doesn't have to be Samuch to my Suda. That's Legabi Kiddush. Now there's a new Shai Legabi Yayin. I drank in Shul and Bridge Lane, and then I'm going to go home to Hendon, and I'm going to drink some more wine at home. Do I need to say a new Beir Pe'agafen? I've gone from one place to another place. Does that warrant and justify and obligate a new bracha?
Another question of whether you Yotze...
Two shailas. One shaila is, have you been Yotze Kiddush? And that has to do with Yesh Kiddush or Ein Kiddush Elabamakam Suda. Have you been Yotze the Mitzvah Kiddush? And then there's a Hilchus Brachas shaila. Shailah, do I need to say a new bracha? I'm going to continue to drink wine at home. Do I need to say a new bracha? And Rav says, wine, either yain layotzeh, if you have more wine to drink at home, says Rashi, says the Rashbam, you need to say a new bracha, says the Rashbam. The reason why is because it is a hesach hadas. I'm just pointing out that it seems to be, it's inherently a hesach hadas, regardless of what you were thinking at the time. Alkav one, and that is Shita's Rav. So again, Oysam b'ni Adam, Shukidju b'yis haknesis, Amar Rav, yidei yayin lo yotzu, yidei kiddush yotzu. Because there's no requirement of kiddush b'makam suda, according to Rav. The Shmuel Amar, ap yidei kiddush lo yotzu. Not only are you not yotzu, yidei yayin, and you'd have to say a new bar pragaf, and to continue to drink additional wine, but you're not yotzu kiddush either. Let's see an important Rashbam over here. After the Kiddush LaYotzu, Kiddush Pashin, Taim LaKamein, Kiddush LaMakam Suda. I'm going to say that in a minute. Says the Rashbam, one of two reasons. What's the pshat in Ein Kiddush Ella B'makam Suda? Says the Rashbam, Dichsiv Ukarosu L'Shabbos Oynik. B'makam Sha'ata Kore L'Shabbos Kalaymar. Clear the Kiddush in a place where you will call out and remember the Shabbos, the Kriya of Shabbos, the Kriya of Kiddush, Sham Tehei Oineg. Medrashu. This is a drasha, the place where you're going to call out and recite Kiddush. Then Oineg, there's a requirement to have the Oineg there. The Oineg is the Seuda. And either it's learned out from a passing in Divrei Kabbalah, there is a Machlekes Rishonim as to whether the din of Kiddush B'makam Suda is considered to be Diraisa or not. But Al Kabbalah, the first pshat in the Rashbam is it's learnt from the Pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. Inami, svarihi. It is a svara. Midikba kiddush al hayayin. From the very fact that there's an obligation to say kiddush al hayayin, kiddatan la kamon, zachre al hayayin, we dash in zachas yam shabbos lakache, one has to be zechret al hayayin. So mistama al hayayin shibishas su'uda hukba the chashiv. So it's mistaber to say it's the yain which is the yain of Suda. That is what it was established on. So either it's going to be learned out from a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, or we say it is some type of a svara. Again, there's many, many deis as to exactly what it is. Is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? I thought the din kiddush d'oraisa, you can be yotze just by being mazke Shabbos, by just saying the bracha of mekadesh Shabbos. How could it be d'oraisa? And so on. And there's also an interesting chakira in the Achronim, this din of Ein Kiddush Ala B'makam Suda. Is that a din in the Suda? Or is that a din in the Kiddush? Meaning, is it that the Suda requires, like we mentioned yesterday, the She'iltis, that the whole Suda has to come, Liyakra, was the Lashon Kefir, the Tesi Suda, Liyakra, the Shabsa. So is it a din that, like, the Suda has to be a Suda which was prefaced by Kiddush? Or maybe, as we saw yesterday in Rabbi Yossi, maybe even if the Suda was before, but it's like Samach, it's attached to it. Is it a din in the Suda? Is it a din in the Kiddush that it makes the Kiddush Hashav and Kavua, and so on? And we know there's big discussions in the Ga'onim, Rishonim, Achronim, as to what is considered to be a Suda. When we say in Kiddush Al Makam Suda, we know Shita Sagra is Suda means Suda. Pass. Suda is Nikra Suda al Shema Pass. And therefore, no, there's no business of making Kiddush and Shul and having Mezainas. No such thing. It's got to be Suda al Pass. Others say no. As long as there's some type of a Kvias, Mezainas gives a Kvias, gives a Chashivas, and maybe that is sufficient. And again, it has a lot to do with this. And Friday night, we know that the Kiddush is the Araisa. Shabbos morning, we call it Kiddush Rabbah, euphemistically, because it's only Kiddush Durabonin. And different coolers, that's, you know, also discussion about what to say Kiddush on. Yeah, I'm sorry, someone had a question? Okay, good, fine. So then,
I wanted to mention Kiddush in the morning, but does it include Kiddush in the morning, Shabbos morning?
Yeah, so the din of Kiddush with Makam Siddha also refers to Kiddush during the day. And in a sense, that's usually when it's the most relevant for all of us, because usually Friday night, I mean, we'll speak about in a minute about Kiddush and Shul, but for most of us, Kiddush Friday night, you make Kiddush and you have your meal. That's usually pretty straightforward. The Kiddush B'makam Suda is very easy to be Mekayim, but it's usually the Kiddush in the morning, which is more of an issue. to ensure that it's Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Good. Al Kopanim, we have a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that you make Kiddush in Shul. You don't have to say Kiddush when you go home and have your meal. Shmuel says you do. Shmuel says you do. Says the Gemara, Elo L'Rav, Lamei L'Kedushei B'Veisei. So if you have been Yetzir Kiddush already in Shul, why repeat it at home? Says the Gemara, Laitzi Banav Ubnei Beisai. Because one needs to be Maitzi one's sons and one's family members. And we know that that's another big discussion in Halacha. If a person has been Yetzir Kiddush, so then how can you go ahead and be Maitzi your family members? Especially, here there's a discussion if a person is davened and you've been Yetzir Kiddush D'Oraisa, and now you only have to say Kiddush D'Rabbanan. If you say that the din of Kiddush Al Yayin, Kiddush B'Makom Suda is only a din D'Rabbanan, you're only Mechuyev D'Rabbanan, your wife and children might still be Mechuyev in Kiddush D'Oraisa, at least your wife might be Mechuyev in Kiddush D'Oraisa. How can a D'Rabbanan be Maitzi and be Mapik a D'Oraisa? Arvus, or the person doesn't have in mind to be Yetzir, the mitzvah of Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei B'Tvashas HaTfilah. Al Kapanin, the reason why, according to Rav, you say Kiddush at home, is to be Maitzi the Bnei Bais. Ushmuel Lamele L'Kedushei B'Beik Nishto. So why say Kiddush in Shul? Says the Gemara, Lav Puke Archim Yidei Chivasen De'achle V'Shas V'Gana B'Beik Nishto. Say Nechanami, says Shmuel, yes, you're not yet to Kiddush in Shul. So why say Kiddush in Shul? The reason why is because Bizman Chazal, it was common for people, for the guests who didn't have where to sleep or eat, they would eat and they would drink and they would sleep in shul. They were not always proficient and learned and capable of saying Kiddush, and therefore we would say Kiddush for them, and they would be Yetzir Kiddush then and there. You see, agav, the concept that you can say Kiddush for someone else, even though you yourself are not being Yotze, you are saying it for them. And that's the reason why, according to Shmuel, it was done. Now, a couple of points. Tesis points out, Tesis of the Rishon, and they ask this question. Third Tesis, Da'ach Luvishas Vagana Bebek Nishnim and Temer Vamrin Beperek B'nei Ha'ir Batik Nesias Ein Ochlin Behen, Ein Chasin Behen. You're not supposed to eat and drink in a shul. Maybe if it's an inyan of mitzvah, when there's an element of rishus, you're certainly not allowed to, but what is this business of eating in shul? So Teza says about six lines in the bottom, Yesh lemer, delav dafke bebeik nishta. Elach hadarim shayu smuchim lebeis haknesis, karu beik nishta. Umisham hayu sheinin akiddush. So they would go to the side rooms, and that's where they would hear the chazan say kiddush, and so on, and that's what they would do. The Ran says, gives this answer, and he says another answer. Inami the achli bebeik nishta. I'm sorry, first answer, that's the second answer. First answer is that efshur the archin mutarin. Maybe if a guest it is mutar. For a regular person, you have where to eat. So why are you being mezalzel in Kedusha's basic nesses by eating and drinking there? Someone who doesn't have where to eat. So that is that is okay to do. That is okay to do. Now, there is another important Ran over here. Ran says like this, V'anu achshav apple gavdali achli archin bebeik nishto. So says the Ran, so we see already at the time of the Rishonim. It was no longer common for people to eat in shul. So Frank the Ran, achshav apple gavdali achli archin. We still perpetuate this minhag of saying Kiddush and Shul. Why do we do so? Agav, the Torah, and others say, Rabbi Yasha brings it when he speaks about people coming to Eretz Yisrael and they would like to set up a shul, and they come from Yekeshish stock and they would like to set up with their Yekeshim and Hagim. So he quotes the Torah and others who say that if we had the power and strength, we would be mevatel as minhag of Kiddush and Shul. Yashachele avatlinu is what they say. Al Kopanim frekt around this question. So what's the pshat? No, we still do it. Why? The cave and the mead kara askun mishum archim. Originally, they made this takana, lashon aran, askun mishum archim. And some say it's not a formal takana. If there was a need, they would do it. If there was no need, it wasn't a formal takana. But the ran's lashon is the giving the mead kara askun mishum archim. Amrin and lay shet takanas chachamim kavua ishein kida ashkechinan. Like we saw in Shabbos from Dalad, b'me'ein sheva. Then the Erev Shabbos, there is somewhat of a quasi-repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, that also the Askin Mishum Am Shebesodois Haboyim Bachreina, because unless we kind of prolong the davening, if people came late, they would end up davening, and they would end up davening by themselves, they'd be at the shuls by themselves. V'afilo heichad alesi lahi taima, going this neokula bebeik nisht at the same time. Amrin and lay the cave and the askin askin, being that the takana was made. The takana was made. When Eliashiv quotes this, he says he brings this, and he brings other such examples of takanas which were made. which, being that the takana was made, it remains, and so on. Again, others say it wasn't a formal takana; it's only so long as it was necessary. The Rav Yashiv says that, the whole discussion and din in the Rishonim is, should you be Mevat the Minig or should you be Mekai the Minig? Again, the Lashon of the Torah was, Yashiv Chele Avat Linei, by the strength of be Mevat of this custom. So he says the whole Midin is, should you be Mevat of it? And so on. But that's Rak B'makim Shekvar Nogu L'Kadesh B'Beis HaKnesses. The Nagu Shekot and Shesa Kiddush, so they already have the minig and so on. Avol B'Yushalayim Rakedesh, V'chein B'chol Eretz Yisrael Le Nagu L'Kadesh B'Beis HaKnesses, U'Lagach V'Adai She'ein L'Haskel L'Shanez V'Linei Gein. So to come to Eretz Yisrael and to set up a Yekish Shul and say we're going to have all of our minhagim that you shouldn't do. Zakto V'Yashav V'Hinei Bo Echad V'Hisir Anashim. Don't come and bring your minhagim over here. That you're not supposed to do. He brings another thing which he's unhappy about. He says the people come to live in Eretz Yisrael and they say, look, you know, I'm Yekish and I keep 3 hours between Basar and Gvina. He says also, as we saw in the fourth parak. So if you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, minig hamakim is 6 hours. Whether or not it's six complete or into the six, don't know, but he says it's 6 hours.
This is the Rambam.
Yeah.
Is he the one who says an hour?
No, Tosis is the one who says 1 hour. Tosis, that's where minig Ashkenaz of 1 hour / 3 hours comes from. Al-Kopanim was saying that, number one, we're saying that there is a hetzer to eat either in the side rooms or there's a hetzer for the archim to eat there. And we're also saying that it's one thing to perpetuate the minug if the shul has it, but not to do slechatchila. With that said, there's also times when we don't say kiddush in shul, like let's say on Pesach night, even in shuls which say kiddush. But being that Pesach night, certainly if you daven Ma'ariv early, so then you don't, because being the Arba Kesis, you have to wait until Nacht, so many don't. There's a discussion about Sukkos. What about, you know, saying Kiddush in Shul, aren't you supposed to be drinking in the Sukkah? There are Matirim who say that you make Kiddush in Shul, even though you're drinking in the outside of the Sukkah. That they say you can do.
With so many communities who came there to solve the settle, and they had, each one had their own minute. So we have to tell them not many saw it. So
yeah, I mean, and that's why, like we mentioned the other day, that there are there are machlekesim in what is minhag Yerushalayim, you know, and sometimes you have the Talmid HaGra, which, you know, they say this, and there's others who say no. Well, beforehand there was a minhag kavua. Yes, yeah, so sometimes you do get arguments as to what is the minhag hamakom. We'll just mention briefly in Shulchan Aruch and Reish and Gimel. It says very clear, and there's a lot to kind of think about when it comes to this. I mean, and we paskin like Shmuel, just, you know, maybe before the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Shmuel, who says ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Now it's interesting. You know, we know Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. We pass him like Rav in Isser and Shmuel in Momen. So says the Gemara Bacharis and Nachman Tess. But here the Rishonim say that we pass him like Shmuel. For instance, if the Rashbam over here says that we pass him like Shmuel in Kiddush Makom Suda, and so on. And the Rishonim say that even though I will usually pass him like Rav, but being that we're going to see several Amoroyim who paskin like Rav, who paskin like Shmuel, that's why we paskin like Shmuel. Tesa says that Rav Yankov from a days in Yidei Kiddush Yotsu, Tesa says three lines down, V'nir da halacha ke Shmuel, da rein kiddush al makam suda, Avo gav de baal malacha ke Rav, Yisuri gam Rabbi Yechon, Tzav la kaman ke Rav, so you've got Rav and Rabbi Yechon, and again Shmuel, hach halacha ke Shmuel, and he says, because Rav Huna and Rabba, Abaya, they all hold like Shmuel, and so on. That is that. One other thing we'll just mention at the end of the Tesis is Yidei Kiddush Yotsu, just an interesting idea, and that is something which I believe Rabbi Yashiv also kind of throws in to the discussion. There is this day of Tesis says four or five lines before the end of the Ramaskal Yidei Kiddush Yotsu, towards the middle of the line, he says, Kosev B'Shem Ravnat Renoi Goin. B'tshuvas the following: Mekadshin bebeis haknesses, v'noisin l'teich einav l'refua. So we already have edus of the goyim, mizman goyim. Once it's kiddush and shul, and it's from that wine you put that wine in your eye, like the Gemara says in Brachos and Gimel, psiagas and etelas echad mitofkuf mi'ar einav, whatever exactly that means. The amos mahadrelei. Bekidush de Beis Shimsha, and Rav Natan Goin understands that's referring to the kiddush which is done in shul. So maybe there's something special about the kiddush which is done in shul. Tesis concludes me about Avi Ezri Kosev the High Refuah Matzi Lamevet Bekidush de Beisai, who says it has to be done specifically with the kiddush which one makes in shul. And Rav Yashav also says, well, if it's refuah, you're supposed to be doing refuah on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be doing refuah on Shabbos. Discussion about that also about Koponim. We know that we paskin Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, and like we said, there are a few things to consider. So number one, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So we're going to see in the Gemara a little bit more as what constitutes B'Makom. What is it B'Makom? Is it literally the same place, in the same room, room to room, one floor to the next floor, and so on. And also, how close after hearing and being Yotze Kiddush do you have to eat? And like we mentioned, also discussion as to what exactly constitutes the Suda, and so on. Good. Fine. So that was that. We said the reason why they do it in Shul, according to Shmuel, is to be made to the Aniyim. Says the Gemara, Oz the Shmuel atamei, the Amish Shmuel, Ein Kiddush la b'makom Suda. So Shmuel, who says, Yidei Kiddush la Yotze, is going according to his reason, who says in Kiddush Lo B'Makom Suda, says the Gemara. Now we get into exactly what is the gather of Makom. Sovra mina, hani mili mi bayis la bayis. We thought that it means, when is it a problem if it is mi bayis la bayis? Now, parenthetically, very often in the Gemara when it says bayis, it means room. It doesn't actually mean a house. Here it means a house. It's muchach that means a house. So they thought to say, when do we say it's a problem if it is mi bayis la bayis? You go, like we saw, from the basic knesses to your house, or from your house to your neighbor's house, and so on. Avu mi makom la makom echad beisa. But if it's from one place to another place within the same house, then loy, then that would be okay, because it's still within the same house. So, and again, this is quite relevant, and I've seen this in a particular shul once in America, that the Rav makes Kiddush upstairs in the shul, and then everyone rushes downstairs to the dining hall and gobbles away. and I asked him, you know, just curious, why don't you just make Kiddush downstairs? Because it's, you know, halacha gebrekla. He said, you're right. But, you know, when you go downstairs and you see all the food and it's a balagan and it's a commotion, people already start fressing and this and they won't hear. Here, good acoustics, it's a captive audience. In Echnami, it's a bidiyevid, but Chach, they're at least hearing Kiddush. We'll mention the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. So Al-Kapon, the Gemara says, Mimakam, Mimakam, Habesa, Loi, that would, you know, maybe that would be okay. And the Gemara says, no, it's not so good to do that. Amaluhu Rav Anan Bar Techlifa, Zimnin, Sagin, Havi, Kim, Nekame, the Shmuel. Several times I was in front of Shmuel. Venachis mi Igru La'ara. So it's one property. He went from the roof down below. V'hada Mekadish. And he said Kiddush again. One example. For Rav Huna, Sarein Kiddush Labo Makam Suda. Rav Huna goes like Shita Shmuel, the Lake of Rav. He goes like, who says, Ein Kiddush Labo Makam Suda. The Rav Huna, Kaddish, he made Kiddush. The is akrele shraga, and the light went out. The nair tipped over. The ayale lemani lebei ginani the rabba bray. He went to the place where they were having a shava brachas, a chasna meal of his son Rabba, where there was plenty of lights there. The avi shraga, the kaddish, and he made kiddush for tamid, and he ate alma kasavra in kiddush lebe makam sudas. You see, he also says. There's a requirement of Kiddush b'makam suda. The half Rabba Savra in Kiddush b'makam suda. The Amr Abaya ki abina be Mar when we were in Mar Rabba's house. Ki avi mekadesh Amr Lan when we said Kiddush, when we made Kiddush, he would tell us Timu me to eat something. Dilma adas li sulu shpiza because between now and when you go to your host's house. Maybe the lights will turn off over there. And you will not have been yotze unless you eat now. So we have several Amoraim who also say Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makam Suda. I would have thought that possibly one could be medayik that the Gemara twice uses the lashon of Toyim Midi. Eat something. I would have thought that maybe this is a little bit mashma, not like the gra. Maybe have taste something. Have a little bit, something to eat. Taisa says, however, toye midi, teimu midi, nir da ainu te imas lachem. Taisa says, don't get too carried away with the lashna of midi, that Taisa sashita is at least that it has to be lechem, like we said, like the gra and others. Al Kaponim was saying that. We're saying that even from the gag downstairs, from the gag to downstairs, we have this Maisa Rav, where it's a problem. It's a problem, and one should go ahead and say Kiddush again. We'll see, as we mentioned, we'll mention there is a day in Shulchan Aruch which permits this also. We'll see in a minute. Let's just finish. So, Frag the Gemara Kasha, Frag the Gemara Eini, is that so? Meaning that Rabbah, Paskins like Shmuel, who says Ein Kiddush Alba Makam Suda. Vam Rabaya, I thought Rabaya said Kol Mili Damar. All the things of Rabba, Havi Avid Karav, he would go like Rav. Lebani Hanitlas, the Avid Kishmuel. There's three exceptions. Three times a Rabba goes like Shmuel. What are these three exceptions? Matirin Mi Beged Mabeged. You can take tzitzis off one garment, put on another garment. Who Madlikin Mi Ner Laner. You're allowed to light by Ner Hanukkah from one Ner to the other Ner directly. You don't have to use something in between. V'halacha Reb Shimon. And he says, we also paskin like Reb Shimon, Begreira, when it comes to the din of Davashin Miskavin. The Tanya of Shimon, Gerad, and Mita, Kisi, Vesav, Sol, Bashav, Sol, Vashli, Skavin, Las, Es, Fritz. So there he paskins like Shmuel, but with the exception of those three cases. Rabba always goes like Rav, and Rav says, Yesh Kiddush, Shalai B'makam Suda. So why is Rabba being Machmir like Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Kechumre, the Rav, Havi Avid. When do we say that Rabba always goes like Rav? He always goes like the Chumres of Rav. But Kekule, the Rav, Loi, Havi Avid. But like the Kules of Rav, that he does not do. That he does not do. Again, if you look at the Rashbam, in the Dira Maskel, Kechumre, the Rav, Ovid, three, four lines before the end of the dibur, middle of the line, imihach shaminen de hilchatzak Shmuel, the ein kiddush ala b'makim suda, the mekadish lacherim chutz mi beis ve nira be'enai she'ein tzarach lisayit sham, meaning so therefore to the extent ein kiddush ala b'makim suda, I'm making kiddush for someone else, not in my house, nira be'enai she'ein tzarach lisayit sham. I myself don't need to be sayed there. Shafilu le sayed sham yotzu b'nei oyusei habayis diladidhu havi makam suda. So it's interesting. It was a nira be'enai of the Rashbam, meaning the Rashbam perhaps was contemplating that no, maybe to the extent that those being yotzei kiddush are not going to be any better than me, and if I'm not yotzei kiddush, then how could they be yotzei kiddush? And that he says no, that is unnecessary. And I don't know. It's also interesting. Why? What's the nearer be'enai? Isn't that what the Gemara said before? According to Shmuel, who says la'ed yein kiddush ala b'makam suda. So why are you making kiddush in shul? Teretz says to be moitzi da'aniyim. So it's mochach that you see that you can be moitzi someone else. Wasn't quite sure what the nearer be'enai of the Rashbam was. Al kopanim. That is the shita of Shmuel, and as we said, that is the shita of several of the Amoraim also. We'll just mention quickly. So Shulchan Aruch and Reish and Gimel says Ein Kiddush Ala B'Makom Suda. Ubibayisech Mipina Lapina, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, that's considered to be Makom Echad, and so on. That's fine. Then he says, and again the Baragel Psachim Kufalef. Ukishmul, like the Rif, the Rosh, Tesis, Rambam. Then he says, V'yesh Imrim, which is according to a Gears of the Rosh, and also according to Tesis. V'yesh Imrim, Shekol Shiroya Mekoimoy, Afilu Mi Bayis Lechotzer, Eivet Zarach Lach Zelekadish. As long as you can see the place where you're going, that's okay. V'yesh Imrim, and this is a tour, and Magid Mishnah, Mashim Degoinim, V'yishem shem kiddush b'makom echad al das lechol b'makom acher shaper dami v'hu shiyushne mekaymus v'bayis echad kigay nichad al cheder. I mean igra la'ara. I mean the case in the Gemara was the lights went out. Oh, so you didn't really have das to go there. Otherwise you'll ask, but doesn't the Gemara say not like that? If you have das, you're in the main shul and you're going to go downstairs to have the kiddush, and that you're having das for that, and it's in the same place, then You can do that. Well, it's the third v'yesh emrim in the mechaber. So you know, the sram is ein kiddush l'makom suda and so on. Only from mipina l'pina, yesh emrim, yesh emrim. There is a parenthesis which says v'chein ikker, in other words, yesh emrim that you are yoitza. That's the way the Be'er Halacha says over here. It says, "Mikol makom lechatchila lo yaseh kein ela b'makom deichak." Because the Magen Avraham and others say, you know, in others, but if it's a shas hachak like this, you know, like a lot of shuls where people will not be yitzah otherwise, okay, there is a yesh omrim, you know, and a shas hachak, you're allowed to do that even lechatchila. That is that. Again, there are more in the next Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel says in Kiddush v'lei sod, if you make Kiddush but then you didn't eat after you make Kiddush v'yotza, says the Ramah v'tzach lechol b'makim Kiddush la'alter, eat immediately, right? Some people try and have some mezonos in their hand, right? Sometimes they do it because they're very hungry, but some do it for halachic considerations because it's supposed to be la'alter mamish. Oishiye b'dayte lechol sham miyad. Avo b'lav hachi, says the Ramah, afilo achol b'makim kiddush in a yotza. And as you hear kiddush, but you did not have in mind to eat. And then you say, you know what, looks pretty good actually, I think I will indulge. It's a problem, says the Ramah. You had to have had in mind b'shas kiddush that you were planning on eating. V'imhoi b'dayte shalachol sham miyad v'nimlech v'ach... Right. If he says, b'dieved you are yotze. So he says you should have in mind to eat immediately. Okay, that needs a little bit more work. But al kapanim, so we're saying that lechatchil it should be literally in the same room. There are days which say, even if you see, and it can be kind of quite relevant, let's say on sukkahs, you know, if you're going to go from the house to the sukkah, or it can be relevant this year, you know, Erev Pesach falls in a Shabbos. Let's say you want to eat on your dining room table, but you want to have chametz, you're going to wash on bread, but you're not allowed to have chametz in the house anymore, otherwise you'll get in trouble. So you make kiddush, and then you kind of eat outside, and you know. So, you know, ideally a person should look and be able to see the place where you eat. There is this daya. I mean, if it's a shas of chak, even from one floor, one story to another story, you can do so. And as we said, you should have in mind to eat immediately. And again, as far as what, mechatchila, we said a person should have pas. If not, you should have mezenis. If not, you should have at least like a large amount of wine, like let's say a double revius of wine. You can also be yitzu with that. Fine, so now Rabbi Yechon comes along, is the most makel sheet of the lot. So far we said, Rav said, Yesh kiddush shaloi b'makam suta. Shmuel said, Ein kiddush ela b'makam suta. But both Rav and Shmuel said, Yayin layotza. If you drink some wine in shul, then you go home, of course you need to make a new hagafin. Says Rabbi Yechon, no. Rabbi Yechon, af yide yayin amiyotzu. You don't need to say the bracha on wine when you go home. Yidei yayin yatsu. The Azir Rabbi Yechon Tamei, the Amr Rabbi Yechon, the Amr Rabbi Hanan Bar Abaya, Amr Pedas, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Echad Shinu Yayin, the Echad Shinu Mokum, Ein Tzach Levarech. If you change from one type of wine to another type of wine, or from one place to another place, you don't need to say a new bracha. We'll just finish, and we'll go back to Sitesis in a second. Different wine, you don't need to say a new bracha. Different place, you do need to say a new bracha. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. So we see clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's how we pass. And like we said, like both Rav and Shmuel, that if you go from one house to another house, you need to say a new bracha on Yayin. We'll just look the, if you look at the Rashbam, So we can kind of hear where Rabbi Yochanan is coming from, and he says, what's the reason why? We said the whole reason why there is this din of, we said, why is it you're not yotze? The Rashbam says the Havli has Hadas. Yechon says the Yain Yotzu because it's not a Hes Hadas. Meaning, you know, and you can hear the fellow is planning on going home and drinking wine. So Yechon says that's not considered to be Hes Hadas. It seems to be that there are some things which are intrinsically considered to be Hes Hadas. Like when you go from one place to another place, it's intrinsically considered to be a Hes Hadas. And therefore, whether or not you were aware the whole time or not, is no longer relevant. That is our component. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Interesting. Tezus says over here, I mean, we said, shinu yayin. If you have a different bottle of wine, different type of wine. So it says over here, shinu yayin ein tzach levarich. Tezus says, miu hatoiv ha-meitiv tzach levarich. But we're not discussing hatoiv ha-meitiv. There you would have to, like the Gemara says in Brachas, when do you say to meet if the wine, the second wine, is of a superior quality? It says in the first white line, Aval Shinu Yain Tzam in Tzach Levarach, Kevin Shein Yadua Shasheni Meshubach. If you're just getting additional wine, you're not sure if it's better, you don't say the bracha. He brings afterwards, he says afterwards, three, four lines in the bottom, Benir Dafilu Hasheni Garua. Mevarech the al ribu yenois hu mevarech. Bavajla yeh achon ra yoiser midai. But if you're getting an abundance of new wine, even if it's actually inferior, he says that you should. It's a big machlokes rishonim as to the bracha of a teva meitiv, and it is actually quite relevant. Lala seder, it's kedai to have the wines on the table. Bashas Kiddush, because otherwise you get yourself into a shaila of a teva meitiv. Agav, me'inyan linyan b'yseinyan, the place can ask, where is there a kiyam din of ein kiddush al b'makam suda lela seder, when you make kiddush and you only have your suda possibly hours afterwards? You know, how does that work? So there's different answers, but many say lela seder is different, and all what you're doing is necessary for the seder and so on, and in which case, you know, that is different. Pesach night is different. That's something Rav Chaim Noah and other achronim say, that you don't have to worry so much about that particular din.
Did you say yesterday that if the table is set, that's like the suda, and you can kiddush, you know, the food's not on the table? Did you say something yesterday that kiddush, you know, the food's not on the table?
Right.
But you set the tablecloth, you set the table nicely and everything, so even though the food is not there, it's still...
Well, Bobby is asking about what you mentioned yesterday about should the food be on the table if it's there or covering it, and so I know we just mentioned that ideally a person should not have a laden table, if a table laden with food, but rather you should say kiddush when the table is somewhat empty, and then only after bring the what's that? And chanami. So there, you know, on say the night we're able, I guess, to be mekayim that, and we don't really have food on the table other than the ka'ara and so on. But mitzad the din of kiddush b'makom suda, that's something which the place can discuss. Good. I'm sorry?
Should you have a chalas on the table when you make kiddush?
Chalas should be on the table when you make kiddush, yeah. For that basic din of yeah. For that basic din of b'makom suda, the chalas should be there on the table, yeah. Good. Zogdim avaita Yosef. Rav Idi bar Oven Kameid Rav Chizda, V'yosir Rav Chizda V'k'amim Mishmeid Rav Huna. Ha the Amris Shini Makim Tzarech Levarach. This that we said, that if you go from one place to another place, the Rashi says, Nibayis La'aliyah, if you go from your house to your attic, your roof, that you have to say a new bracha. Leishanu Ela Mibayis Labayis. So, the Gemara says Leishan Ol Mibayis Labayis, from one house to another house. Avol Mimakim Lamakim Loi. Our gears is Ela Mimakim Lamakim, but if it's from one place to another place, you don't have to. He quotes over here on the side another gears of Mipina Lapina, which makes a big difference. Meaning, there's three possibilities: from one house to another house, from room to room, which could be from one story to another story, or from one side of the dining room to the other side of the dining room. So if the gear is of Mipina Lapina Loi, I'm saying the only time that there's no problem, there's no issue of Shini Makim is within the same room. Within the same room, there's no inyan, there's no issue of Shini Makim.
So yeah. Would we touch over here bias to bias from Makim to Makim then? No, it's not different. It's the room to room, but the corner to corner is okay.
Yeah, Bob is asking, so how would we translate bias labias over here? If bias labias doesn't mean room to room, or, you know, could it be literally from house to house? It might depend on these gersais, on the two gersais which we are. I mean, he says over here, the mashal was gers mipina lapina, the chenu v'ksavi adu b'rei v'rishonim. And maybe therefore we are saying from room to room as opposed to from one corner to another corner. But we'll see a little bit more. Says the Gemara like this. So again, we thought to say, so Amalei Ravidi Bar Oven, Hachi Tanina Lei B'masnisa, the Bay Rav Hinnik, Amri B'masnisa, the Bay Bar Hinnik Kavaseich. We said like that, also like you, that mimakam lamakam or mipin lapina, there's no requirement of a new bracha. Shinui makam has got to be a proper shinui, but certainly not if it is from one side of the room to the other side of the room. So, fragdimai ela rafuna masnisa kamashlan. Rafuna is just coming to teach us over a braisa. Says, yeah, rafuna masnisa leishmela. He never heard this braisa, and therefore he's coming to speak it out. That the din of Shinui Makim, which requires a bracha, is only the bias labayis, but not mimakim lamakim, or not mipina lapina. And the Gemara is now going to get into a little bit more of a discussion as to when the din of Shinui Makim applies. So again, with the din of Shinui Makim, it is quite complicated and extremely relevant. A person is eating, you're having a drink, and you step outside your front door for a moment. You know, someone asks you, someone comes in, you need help to help with the shopping, and you go outside for 30 seconds, you come back. Is that considered to be Shina Mokum because you left your house and you came back? So A, you know, what is considered to be a Shina Mokum? And B, which types of food are subject to the din of Shina Mokum that it requires a new bracha? And how much practically depends on your state of mind and your intention? For instance, let's say, can a person make themselves a coffee to go and start drinking the coffee at home and then take it in the car? And, I mean, obviously very carefully, driving very carefully, verstehtsich, but can you take it to go? Or let's say you're not driving, you're going on a walk, and you want to have a sweet or a piece of gum or a coffee. Can you make the bracha in the house and then take it out of the house? Because, you know, he left the front door. It's a new makam, and so on. And what about if you never really were nikba in a makam in the first place? You were on a hike, and you start to drink, and then you find yourself 10 miles down the road, in an hour from now, do you need to say a new bracha or not? This all gets into this discussion of Shina Makam. So let's see. Says the Gemara, V'su Yosef of Chizda V'kama Mishmei Din Afshei. Interesting lashon. Chizda was sitting, V'kama Mishmei Din Afshei. And he said over the shame himself, meaning I guess he quoted something which he previously said. This din that we said, that with a Shina Makam you need to say a new bracha, Tzarech Levarach, Le'amar and Ella, Bedvarim she'ein te'unin bracha lachrein bimkoyman. It was only said with types of food that the requirement for a bracha achroina does not necessitate saying it in the place where they ate. Namely, brainafasha's types of foods. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, the Rashi is going to say this. Meaning, if it's brainafasha's types of foods, they are dvarim she'ein te'unin bracha lachrayim b'mkayman. So if it is meat, if it is drinks, if it is fruit, which is not from the Shivas Aminim for sure, and the like, so there we say these are the types of foods which are shayich to the din, that Shina Makam requires a new bracha. What? Let's just finish. But if it's the types of foods that they necessitate the bracha should be said in the place where you ate, even if you move around and about, leave your house, come back, ein tzarech levarich. There's no requirement of Shina Makam. My taima lekiva kama hadar. Because there's something, you have an anchor, there's something which is bringing you back. Meaning, if I have a glass of Coke, and then I leave my house, and then I come back, and then I want to have some more, so then, to the extent that when I left the house, I didn't need to go back to say a brain of fascius. I could just say a brain of fascius in the street. I could say a brain of fascius when I'm in shul. Oh, I forgot to say a brain of fascius. I'll say a brain of fascius now. So there's nothing which causes me to come back. That means that as soon as I've left, my suda is finished. My achila, my shtia is finished. There's no continuity insofar as there's nothing which requires me to go back. Once I've left, finished. But if it's the type of thing that, hey, you have to go back, so mamela, you're still within your original maisa achila, in which case, it's not subject to the din of Shina Makam. I haven't been mishana, I'm always planning on going back. That is the din of Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says that the din Shina Makam requires a new bracha depends on the type of food. What does that mean? Bracha achrona. Do I need to say the bracha achrona in the place where I ate? If I do, it's not subject to Shina Makam. I have to go back. If I don't need to go back, that is called Shina Makam. Rav Sheshes Omar, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Tzarech Levarich. In both instances, you have to be mavarech. There is a din of Shina Makam. That means even when it comes to pas and mezonos and the like, it's still subject to Shinui Makom. It's still subject to Shinui Makom. So this is a huge machlekes Amoraim, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, and it's a huge machlekes between Maran and the Ramah. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, who paskins like Rav Sheshes, and the Ramah paskins like Rav Chisda. Just read a couple of lines. A person was eating in one house, stops, goes to a different house, and so on. He comes back. Hear this. According to the Rambam, I want to continue. I've had one sandwich. I want to have another 15 sandwiches. I'm only just getting started. You need to bench first. And then you make hamotzi again. Two things you have to do. Achikach, yigmar sudas, and so on. Another example. The Ramah says in Siv Beis, v'yesh cholkin b'chol ma'ashikos of b'simen zeh. And this is a very interesting, important introduction to this simen of the Mishnah Berurah, which is kedai to see. Ovim kufayin ches. And again, the Ramah is passing like Rav Chisda. The Rambam is passing like Rav Sheshes. Big nafkaminas. One thing I will say is the poskim say that it could be that nowadays that we're much less formal and things are much more casual. Going outside of your house, even for shahakal types of foods, which strictly speaking, even Rav Chisda would say is subject to the din of Shinui Makom, could be also that you don't have to say no bracha. Meaning, if there's clearly no hesach hadas, you know, you're having a glass of Coke, someone says, can you just help me for one second? You go outside of the house, you come back, and you have to come back. It's not the type of thing where you could have left, and once you've left, you've left. That it could be for those types of things. So there is a little bit of a gray area regarding Shemach. And again, it's relevant to the example which I gave about the cup of coffee. Myself, when I take my coffee to go, I makbid not to drink any of the coffee in the house. I wait till I just step out of the house, and then I say the shahakal, and then if I continue, I continue, because I'm already baderech. I'm already on the way. But again, big machlekes of Chisda, of Sheshes, and machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. So that is the machlekes between the two. Rag the Gemara Meizvei. B'necha b'rushayim misubin lishtes. They were drinking. The akru ragleim latzeis likras chasane likras tala. They're going out for a dvar mitzvah. Kishein yoitzin ein tunin bracha l'mafreya. Kishein chuzrin ein tunin bracha l'chatchila. When they go back, there's no din of saying new brachas. Now, b'meh devarim amurim shenichu sham zakin echola. It's only if they left someone there to hold the meal for them, says Rav Yashiv, why is Zakin and Chayla? To tell me a chiddush, even someone who doesn't eat very much can still hold the meal, even though they quite possibly might not eat any more. That's still enough. Avolay hinichu sham leizakim alei chayla. Kishin yoytzin, tunim brach lamafreh, kishin chayzrin, tunim brach lechatchila. Says the Gemara, mediktani akru ragleyen. It says they will oikar their feet to go out. What's this big lashon? Akru ragleyen, I call the eye. Mediktani akru ragleyen, michlal, debidivarim hatuunin bracha lachreyen, bimkoyman askinen. Why say lashon? They will oikar their ragleyen. There it is, it's an akira. You have to bench. Because I'm ozen. Bracha main shalosh. There it is, it's even something which requires a bracha to be said off an art. And still, time of the Nechusham Zakin Echayla, who the Kishin Yitzin Intun and Brachnam Afreya. The only reason why they don't need to bench first is because they left someone there to hold the meal for them. Who Kishin Chayzin Intun and Brachnam Achatilin and Sinu and Nubracha. Avalay Nechusham Zakin Echayla Kishin Yitzin Tun and Brachnam Afreya. Shin Chayzin Tun and Brachnam Achatilin. Kashler Chizda is the writer of Sheshes, even when it comes to Hamaitzi types of food. And the like, this still a din of Shinui Makom. Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. Man Tana Akiras, who is the Tana of this price? The Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. He's a machmir. We don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Chavirim Shahayim Mesubin, they were reclining. The Akru Ragleim Leilich Lebeis HaKnesses, Lebeis HaMedrash. They don't need a new bracha. They don't need the bench. They don't need a bracha rishena. Amar Rebbe Yehuda b'medivar mamur b'zman shenichusham miktzis chaverim. So if they left someone there, avalei yinichusham miktzis chaverim, kishen yeitzin tunin bracha l'mafre, kishen chayzin tunin bracha l'chatchila. So that is going like Rebbe Yehuda. But we hold like the Chokim of Rebbe Yehuda, and there, if it's the type of food which necessitates that you recite the bracha in the place where you are, there is no such requirement. It's not subject to the din of Shinamakam. Says the Gemara, we'll just finish, just one last piece. Ela taima debedevarim atunin bracha la'achreim bimkayman. So is the pshat that it's because it's the types of food which require a bracha bimkayman. It's that type of food. Dekshin yetsin, ein tunin bracha la'afreya, okshin chayzun, ein tunin bracha la'chatchila. Avol dvarim she'ein tunin bracha la'achreim. But if it's the type of food which does not require a bracha to be said in that place, b'mkayman. So then, afilu l'rabbanan, kishen yoytzim tunin bracha l'mafreya, or kishen chayzim tunin bracha l'chatchila. So you see that if it's the types of food, like brain nefashis types of foods, you would need to go ahead and say a new bracha. But if so, leimet avi tiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said there's no din of shino makam which requires a new bracha. Here it's meduik in the brisa that if it's shahakol or fruit, brain nefashis foods, you would require a, there would be a din of shino makam. So it's the loik Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, v'lav mi ois vino chada zimna. Did we not schlug up Rabbi Yochanan already once? Says the Gemara, yeah. Arba neima mehana mi teavi tiyufta. In case he's able to answer himself up eventually, we've got a kashan in from here. Amnachar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Hu adin dafilu dvarim she'ein tunin brach lachreim bimkayman nami ein shichim levarach. This is not a kasha on me. V'hadik tani akru ragleim. And that which it says, Akru Raglayim, and that they were Akru Raglayim, so says Rabbi Yochanan, that is Lav Dafka. It's coming to teach me the Koyach of Rabbi Yehuda. They're in the middle of a Suda's Pass. Dafilu Devarim Shetunim Brach Lachreim. Bimkoiman, Taima Denichu Mitzis Chaveirim. The only reason why they don't need to say new brachas is because they left someone there to hold a meal, even in the middle of a pas meal. Avalei yinichu miktis chaveirim, even in the middle of a bread meal. Kishen yoytzin tunin bracha l'mafreya, u kishen chayzun tunin bracha l'chatchila. Tanya kavastar v'chizda, chaveirim shem besubin, lishteiz yayin, v'akur agleyen mechazru, ein tzrichim levarach. There's no din of shinamakim in such a case, being that it's something which requires the bracha to be made in the place. So we'll stop here, but there is a very interesting Rashbam. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yochanan is answering himself up and saying, really the brisa is lav dafka, but we're coming to teach you the koyach, the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, who requires even in a bread meal brachas to be made. In fact, the Rashbam, don't we usually say koyach de tera adif? So why are we saying, oh, we could have said that, but we wanted to teach you the Chiddush and the Kerech of Rabbi Yehuda. I Kerech de Teira Adif. So there's a fascinating Rashbam. He says, here, we would say Kerech de Isura Adif. Ein Sham. Okay.